This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The UN Refugee Agency says two refugee camps for Eritreans in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region have been destroyed and abandoned. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Boris Cheshirkov says the camps, which formerly housed some 20,000 Eritrean refugees, were deserted, and all the humanitarian facilities had been looted and vandalized.
The mission confirmed what satellite imagery and accounts from refugees had indicated at the beginning of this year. UNHCR is deeply concerned for the well-being of the Eritrean refugees who had been residing there, all of whom have fled the camps.
Cheshirkov says all the refugees, as well as Ethiopian displaced, are in dire need of urgent life-saving assistance, including food, shelter, health care, water, and sanitation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kenya has locked down the capital, Nairobi, and surrounding counties as part of renewed restrictions to combat the spread of the coronavirus. Mohamed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Addressing the nation Friday, Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta put the capital, Nairobi, and surrounding counties under lockdown.
There shall be a cessation of all movement by road, rail, or air into and out of the disease-infected area.
Recent COVID-19 testing measures the positivity rate at 22%, a 20% jump from January. Kenya has recorded 125,000 coronavirus cases and 2,100 deaths. Authorities say the latest measures will remain until further notice. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. North Korea said Saturday that U.S. President Joe Biden had revealed his deep-seated hostility toward Pyongyang and encroached its right to self-defense by criticizing its latest missile test. North Korea on Friday claimed it had launched a new type of tactical short-range ballistic missile. Ri Pyong-chol, the secretary of the North's ruling Workers' Party Central Committee, said the missile test was self-defensive against threats posed by South Korea and the United States with their joint military exercises and advanced weapons. Biden said the test had violated UN Security Council resolutions, but he remained open to diplomacy with Pyongyang. However, the president said there would be responses if the North chose to escalate. Myanmar's military government reportedly has warned protesters they could be shot in the head during possible anti-coup demonstrations Saturday as the country observes Armed Forces Day. Reuters news agency reports the warning was broadcast on the Myanmar radio and television channel. Activists have called for more nationwide protests on Armed Forces Day when the country's military might will be on display during its annual parade. At least 32 people have been killed and more than 160 injured in a crash of two trains in southern Egypt. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The nation's railway authorities say the accident happened when someone activated the emergency brakes, which caused the train to abruptly stop. It was then struck from behind by another train, causing two cars from the first train to flip over. Local media has shown videos showing flipped cars with passengers trapped inside and surrounded by rubble. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tugboats and a specialized suction dredger worked Friday to dislodge a giant container ship that has been stuck sideways in Egypt's Suez Canal for the past 3 days. The Ever Given, a Panama flagged ship that carries cargo between Asia and Europe, ran aground in the narrow canal that runs between Africa and the Sinai Peninsula. The ship, owned by the Japanese firm Shoei Kisen KK, has blocked traffic in the canal, causing headaches for global trade. About 10% of world trade flows through the canal, which is particularly crucial for the transport of oil. An update on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 1.39%, the S&P added 1.67%, while the NASDAQ jumped by 1.24%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, reporting by remote.